Welcome to this episode of Wildcast. I'm your host, Matt Blymeyer. Welcome to this Wildcast episode, Fall Sports Preview Edition. Today we have Tom Leeser, the head coach of the men and women's cross country team. The men are back-to-back United East champs. Tom is back-to-back United East Coach of the Year. We're excited for 2025 for both the men and women. Tom, welcome back to season two of Wildcast.
Thank you.
Let's revisit a bit 2024. We'll start on the men's side. Won the United East Championship for a second consecutive year and had 9 all-conference selections, which is just unheard of because that is, 4 or 5 more than actually score points for you were getting named all-conference. Just briefly, let's talk about that experience, how unusual that was in a good way, and just what a dominant performance that was for the men's team.
It was exciting. I kind of got to show off our depth a little bit. Some kids that had been in the shadows got a chance to get some recognition. I know they even gave them goals going into the conference meet of, they're going to recognize people beyond that first 5 that normally score. Some of them were really motivated to make a second or third team all conference.
And then on the women's side, as a team finishing 4th, which was, I think, was a good result with 3 all-conference selections. Talk about that finish. Was that expected? Was that something you thought going in? Did you guys maybe hit your stride later in the year to get you to that point?
Yeah, certainly was not expected at the beginning of the season. We had quite a few new faces and quite a few women with not a lot of running experience, but they put in the work and they developed as the season went on, and kind of as we closed out the season, they were running really well, and I thought they could get in that top 5 as a team. So that was a nice finish.
Great. All right, let's look forward to 2025. 8 of the men are returning. 6 of those 8 were all conference selections last year. I mean, that's a lot of talent to be returning for a team that is back-to-back champs. I imagine the expectations, and, you know, I don't know how much you talk about it, but I'm sure a three-peat is something that is certainly possible, probable with 6 all-conference selections returning. What's your thoughts on this year, the expectations as we get into November into that conference championship?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's certainly we're going to keep the bar high as far as what our goals are. However, we didn't lose a lot of runners, but we lost some pretty good quality. 2 of the 3 that we lost were top 4 or 5 guys with a lot of experience, a lot of leadership, a lot of, you know, team contribution. So we do bring back some people who've had some success, some experience, but I said it at our meeting a few nights ago. Everybody needs to take a step up. You know, like if the guy who's not here was ahead of you, then you need to step up and perform in similar ways. You can't stay where you were. Because other teams are going to improve. And you know, there were some teams last year kind of nipping at our heels a little bit. And yeah, I never know exactly what everyone returns, but I think there's still going to be some good competition. And we're going to need to, you know, put in the work and be prepared by the time the championships roll around.
How do you as a coach keep on the men's side, you know, being back-to-back champs? To some people, it might seem like an expected thing. And, you know, when you look at professional teams, it's really hard to three-peat because everybody's going after you, or sometimes people rest on their laurels and think it's a given. How do you prevent that from happening on the men's side? Because it's not a given, even though it's happened, you know, 2 years in a row. That doesn't mean that the third time is a given, despite the riches we have returning on that side.
Yeah, because it's a fine line. I mean, you want to say this is a program that's been successful. We want to maintain that level of success, but we also want to make sure the message is clear that it just doesn't get handed to you. It doesn't, you know, just because you put on a blue and white Wildcat jersey doesn't mean somebody's going to say, well, you win. There's other teams out there that are preparing just as much, just as well. So I think we talk about it. I think we say, look, last year was last year. And you know, we're going to start from the beginning here and try to build so that we're prepared. Now, I think our philosophy training-wise has been, it's okay if we don't run our best the first meet of the season. We want to run our best when it matters. And so hopefully we see some growth and improvement. You know, there's some new faces with some pretty nice high school resumes that might step into the mix. I think we've probably two or three guys that could challenge to be in the top five, six, seven, you know, even with the people we have returning. So pretty optimistic on the men's side.
Good segue now into the women's side. Four women returning, one of which is all-conference selection, first team all-conference selection. So that's good. Again, we talked about a fourth place finish last year. So you don't have as much returning on the women's side as you do the men. The one you do have returning is the best runner we have. So it's nice to have that. How do you backfill, you know, your number one runner with probably a mixture of returning maybe sophomores or juniors, and then I think a decent sized freshman class?
Yeah, we have Elena Brady is our top runner coming back. And then we have Natalie Greiner, who ran 2 years ago, was out with an injury for the whole season last year. So she'll be back. Not sure what she'll contribute, but at least someone with some experience. And then Isabella Telford and Adeline McDermott are the other two returners who have some experience. And then, you know, there's a few new faces. One of them, Alexis Dern, had a really nice high school career, hasn't run for a couple of years. She's been a student here, but hasn't been running. So I know she's got some talent. 6K is going to be a new distance for her, and we'll kind of see how she does with having some time off. But I think they'll be competitive. It's unfortunate that we lost one person to graduation and then three others to just difficult schedules and, you know, academics taking up more of their time than they're willing to commit to running. But we'll, you know, again, we'll kind of growth mindset, look to start where we are the first week and improve as the season goes on, and we'll see. I mean, last year we exceeded expectations a little bit in terms of by the end of the year. So maybe we have a similar kind of production this year.
Season opener, September 6th, Lebanon Valley College, Dutchman Invitational, I believe. That's a 8-6, 8 for the men, 6 for the women.
Sometimes the women's is a 5K. I'll have to double check okay. that. But the men will start with an 8.
Okay, you start right off with an 8. Yeah. What's the periodization like during training? How do you progress to that 8K and or that 5 or 6K, depending on which gender we're talking about?
Well, it's really kind of challenging because coming through the summer, I have a couple athletes who've run some races through the summer and put in quite a few miles, and I have other athletes that, whether it be dealing with a minor injury or whether it just be work schedules or whatever, haven't put any miles. So one of the first questions I asked them at our team meeting was, what have you been doing? And I had them write it down. And so kind of sorting through, you know, trying to, you know, develop some training groups where those people who've put in less mileage throughout the summer, we're going to obviously can't throw them in the deep end. But yet those people who've put in the miles and are ready to go, we're going to continue to build on that. So it'll come around. I don't put a lot of emphasis or importance on the first couple of races. In fact, we'll probably, that first race at Lebanon Valley, there'll probably be quite a few people where I give them sort of a slower pace that I want them to go out for the first mile or two. And then instead of kind of cutting it loose and trying to go right from the start. So, and, you know, do a little pack running, get used to running together. And encouraging each other during a race. There's some lessons we can learn without necessarily kind of blowing the top off in that first race or two.
Looking at your schedule, October 7th, Tuesday, it's a dual meet against Lycoming College. This is our third year doing it. We run it down at the Earth Science Center at the kind of the bottom of the first mountain of 15 as you're turning into White Deer Golf Course. Penn College owns several acres out there. And as part of a class a few years ago, really neat process because we've been involved in it from, you know, going out there. I remember Scott and I went out there in the winter. I forget if you were out there on that first trip. And we drove around in an ATV just looking at, you know, where can we put a course out here and figure it out. And then as part of class, they cleared the brush And now we have, it's not a big home course because we can really only do the dual meet there. But talk to us about that process and being involved in you know, getting that course back. Because in the past at Penn College, they did run there. And I think the course just got overgrown and just a neat thing on how our students as part of a class clear out a course for us.
Yeah, well, the first year we ran there, which would have been 2 years ago, there were a couple spots on the course that were a little rough. The footing wasn't the greatest. That improved a little bit last year. I actually was out a few weeks ago. I took my wife with me. She wasn't too happy when we were going through knee-high weeds, but we just to see how the course looked and see if we want to make any changes. But I didn't think that students were away, and so mowing and those kind of things were not getting done over the summer as much. But they'll get that cleaned up. But it'll be fine. In fact, I think we made a change last year to one section, just sort of added an extra little loop that avoided some bad footing. So I think the course would be pretty nice. I wish it was a little more conducive to more runners. It's just mm-hmm. narrow at a lot of places, and the start and finish really aren't conducive for more than maybe two or three teams.
You made a second change from year one to year two. In year one, I was the official timekeeper, and then last year, for some reason, I lost my job. Did I do something wrong?
No. If you want it back, we can work that out.
I mean, it was fun. I do like just enjoying, because for those that haven't been out there in the Earth Science Center, there's a clearing where the start and finish is, and it's right by this pond, and it's just very beautiful out there, and it's really neat to see kind of a student-created course, physically created course, and being able to operate on it. So, no, I will retire officially as the official timekeeper and just be a spectator for that one. Final thing I want to talk about, November 1st at Penn State Brandywine, it's their second year in the conference. They're hosting the United East Championship. What does Penn College, or what do you do as a coach in, you know, the 2 months leading up to that? That's the one that's circled, I'm sure, on the calendar. That's the one that matters the most. How do you get both your men and women firing on all cylinders at the right time? Because I'm sure it's got to be maybe an upward trajectory you want them firing at that November 1st date.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they have a preview meet, or we call it. It's an invitational on the championship course earlier in the season. So we'll get to go down there and run on the course early, get what it looks like. I'm told it's pretty wooded, and you know, it's not super hilly. The finish is sort of on a downhill. So we'll get a chance to see that early in the season, and then can maybe tailor some training a little bit to the course. But we also, just training wise in general, start early the first month or so of the season, trying to build a base, get some longer, easier runs in, not do a whole lot of fast speed stuff, not a whole lot of hill work. And then sort of add those more intense things a little bit at a time. And then the last few weeks, try to just make sure we're recovering and rested and, you know, ready to go when the championship gun goes off.
Great. Well, for those listening that want to follow Penn College men and women's cross country team's performance this year, you can go to pctwildcats.com. That's the official website of Penn College Athletics. Also, PT Athletics on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll have plenty of information, infographics, and all the good stuff to keep everybody informed on the progress of both those teams. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck this season. We look forward to what the men and women have in store. Thank you so much.
Thank you.